What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And hour number three, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And again, a reminder, Margot Kidder had to cancel her scheduled interview today. She's a little bit under the weather, and we all wish her well. And as soon as she's feeling better, we'll reschedule, because I'm sure we all want to hear about her reasons for writing the article about We Are All Fools and her experiences up there at the Dakota Pipeline. So we'll be getting her back on the show just as quickly as we can here. We're talking about immigration and all the problems it's causing. And here's a very bizarre story. Apparently, up in the city of Malmo, Sweden, 70 cars have been set on fire. This is in the culturally enriched utopia of Malmo, Sweden. And the government and the corporate media have absolutely no idea why all of a sudden all these cars are being set on fire. They just no idea why all it's happening now. Absolutely no idea at all. Because if you think it's got anything to do with the refugees, then you're just being heartless and racist, and you should stop that right now. So, as I mentioned before, the United Nations had a little confab talking about the refugee crisis, where basically all these nations that are just being hammered by the economic and social impact of this flood of refugees are telling the United Nations, we need some help, meaning they need money. And nothing was accomplished because the only real solution is one the United Nations doesn't have the courage to carry out, which is to tell the United States to stop all these wars of conquest, which made all these refugees refugees. That's how you stop it. But the U.S. is just going to do what the U.S. is going to do, and we're just supposed to obediently deal with cleaning up the mess afterwards. All right, we're going to take a phone call here. Not even sure how to pronounce this. Kuye Johnny from California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. This is Kuye Johnny from the People's Republic of California, Communist California.
I see. Where Governor Brown just signed a law banning cow flatulence, I think?
Yes, absolutely. You know, thank God. You know, cows, you know, they shouldn't flatulate, right?
Yes.
Anyways, I am calling about the Gunmageddon here. We've got this, I sent you an email, we've got this vetogunmageddon.org information trying to get the California gun owners here off their rear ends and go and sign these petitions. They're located at almost every single gun shop and shooting range throughout California.
Could you spell that URL?
Okay, it's Veto, V-E-T-O-G-U-N. MAGEDDON.org.
Okay.
And, we need to get our.
All right, I got it.
Awesome. And, you know, this is getting ridiculous. We're going to end up being like Chicago here in California if we can't get our gun owners off their butts to go sign this, petition to veto all these gun laws that have been passed. There's another round coming up here in, I believe, in about a week. So we've got very little time to get people up and out. And thank you, Mike, for doing what you do, and I certainly appreciate it.
All right. Well, thank you very much here, and I've posted a link from whatreallyhappened.com to the page that you described to us here. And I think a lot of people are really beginning to wake up and realize how ridiculous it is for a government that gave military weapons to terrorists and Mexican drug cartels to turn around and say that because the terrorists want to come and kill us, that the law-abiding citizens have to be disarmed. Now, the NRA has just launched a very big budget ad campaign in support of Donald Trump, reminding everybody that Hillary Clinton has made no bones about the fact that as president, she would work for the repeal of the Second Amendment. She doesn't think any law-abiding American citizens ought to have guns. Only criminals and drug cartels and terrorists and her Secret Service bodyguards are supposed to have guns under Hillary's model.
Yeah, this is ridiculous. You know,
all right.
This is our God-given right to protect ourselves and our family and our property. You know, and hope we can get these Californians out there to fight against this and let Jerry Brown know that we won't let this happen.
Well, again, if Donald Trump is able to gain the White House, we're going to see a real pushback against the gun grabbers because it's all tied up with that whole global dictatorship. They need us all disarmed so that they can come and take our gold and our kids for wars and all the rest of that. Johnny, we're going to let you go and switch over to Steve in California. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi there, Michael. Now I was going to get calling in with my Snowden movie review.
Well, before we get to that, I need to do a quick shout out to our on-air affiliates who are rejoining the network. And again, Margot Kidder had to cancel at the last second. We're going to be rescheduling her for the future. And so, Steve in California, you have a review of the movie Snowden.
Yeah, excellent. Excellent, Michael. You have to see it. Telling all your listeners to go, definitely go out and see this movie. Saw it last night. The actor who played Edward Snowden, Joseph Gordon-Levitt, did an outstanding job, spot on, with tone, mannerisms, everything. there's a lot of information to pick up that we never picked up in media, that they would never divulge, but you'll find in the movie. I don't want to ruin that for people, but they had a big map out towards the end of the movie about the surveillance of how many hits on each country, and the number of hits on the United States spying and surveilling on the United States people. Was amazing comparatively to Russia, China, North Korea. You're going to find that quite alarming when you see that, but it's good information to know. I think the media will suppress this movie as much as they can because they're going to be told by government to not push this agenda. They don't want people to know about this, but I highly recommend seeing the movie. Excellent movie.
Well, Snowden is already the talk of the town across the independent media, which is why people are going to see it. And will continue to see it, and the fact that the corporate media is trying to pretend it doesn't exist is rapidly becoming irrelevant.
Right.
Okay?
Well, I'll tell you what, I felt both angered and inspired after watching the movie, that I stood up at the end of the movie and clapped, and I found the entire movie theater stood up and started clapping and cheering too. So,
wow,
there you go.
That's pretty amazing when you see that happen. That is amazing.
Powerful.
All right. Well, once again, that's a recommendation from one of our listeners to see Oliver Stone's new movie, Snowden. And I understand there's a lot of very interesting information in there. Steve, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go.
You got it.
And apparently one of the revelations in the movie is that the NSA is in the business of creating its own computer chips. I'm sure they're being manufactured overseas, which are being mandated for inclusion into electronic devices. So the back door is actually in the physical hardware, and there's no way to get it out. And this might actually convince a lot of people to stop using smartphones completely. But, you know, how to frustrate the NSA? First of all, you can write your own encryption. We proved how easy that is here at whatreallyhappened.com. It's very easy to break, create encryption the NSA can't solve. The second thing is, stop using the electronic devices. Just talk person to person. The NSA doesn't know how to deal with that. In the run-up to the Iraq war, they held war games to sort of test out the plan for conquering Iraq, and there was this general who was appointed commander of the OP4, the opposing force, meaning he was supposed to play Iraq and roll over and play dead when the American tanks showed up. But being a military commander and wanting to win, he formulated his own plan that exploited the U.S. forces' dependency on electronics and electronics intercept, and came up with a plan that involved pre-planned operations and messages delivered by hard phone line or courier. And he actually won the war game, for which his commanding officers got very, very, very angry. All right, let's see. Mateus in Canada, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, he was sending command messages taped to the back of a camel's. No, I'm just joking. That would probably defeat the the new fighter jet system, which, by the way, we're in Canada here. I believe we're purchasing these fighter jets. I just forgot the name.
The F-35.
Thank you. We're calling it something stupid here. We're changing the name. I forget what the name is, but to try to hide the fact that it's the F-35, I think. Yeah, I've got a comment about self-driving cars and then two inventions.
Yes.
I just want to put my... I think people need to be aware of the dangers of our civilization being taken over by the rise of the machines. It's happening slowly, and humans are so adaptable, we can get used to anything, but we've got to be really careful. I just want to point out a few of the dangers of self-driving cars. One, we all recognize that there's a certain amount of danger with cell phone radiation, but we just accept it because we're addicted to our phones. Now, think of these self-driving cars. Right above your head is a much more powerful transmitter receiver, probably going to multiple places, probably going to a tower and to a satellite and to other cars at the same time, right above your head, okay? And now, not just that, it's also going to be the hundreds of cars around you in traffic at all times. This is, like, a major issue. If Hitler would have had all the Jews driving around in self-driving cars, he would have just remotely locked the pods, the federal pod doors, and just sent them off to the camps. Now let's give everybody the benefit of the doubt, okay? They're only doing self-driving cars because they love us and they want us to have more time on Facebook while we're being shuttled off to work, okay? So it's just for our best interest. But who can guarantee that in the future there's never going to be anybody to abuse that?
What? Okay, I'm sorry. I had a distraction here.
Oh, that's okay. I'll just keep going. So I was just saying that even if they just have the best interests at heart, who's to say that some bad actor won't get control of the government in the future that wants to suppress the people or send us off to camps or whatever? And do you really like the idea of having to follow the speed limit at all times? You know, you're coming around that curve, and it says go down to 30, but everyone knows that it's like 50 or 60 is totally safe, and the average person's going through at 70, but the stupid sign says go around 30, the corner on the highway. Well, you will be going around 30. And, like, do you really want to, like, at all times stop at a stop sign for 3 seconds and not be able to go until it's all perfect?
Well, you're getting into a gray area there, because in theory we should all be following the directions on the road, even though there are way too many of them. I think the push into self-driving cars, I see it as more of a fad, and I don't see it really catching on for the same reason that pilots resisted autopilots and flight directors for so long. I don't even like cars that have traction control. I want to be in charge of that machine. I'm a good driver. I know how to handle the vehicle. I want to feel it. I'm in contact with the road. I don't think most people are going to really feel very comfortable about the self-driving car. For one thing, a car, at least in our current society, it is a form of self-expression. To get on out there and be driving that car, for a lot of people who are feeling trapped by their corporate jobs and other things, being in that car is a moment of independence and empowerment, sometimes to reckless, dangerous levels, road rage issues. But I figure those people are on antidepressants anyway. So I think, like 4K TVs or 3D TVs, it'll be a flash in the pan and then it will fade.
Well, I really hope so. I'm actually really, like, nervous about this takeover. Think of all the industries, all the specialty shops, any customization, automotive, any detail. Like, who would ever care if their car was looking nice? Like, they just... Anyway, okay, enough of that. I had an invention. Wouldn't it be great if every time an oil tanker was anchored, waiting in queue to unload its oil in a port, wouldn't it be great if it just had to have, like, a little inflatable tube bib that just had to be laid out around it with a couple of oil pumps just waiting, ready to go.
They already do that. Not just oil ships, but cargo ships will have a little barrier around them to contain leaks and also to try and guard harbors from the importation of non-indigenous life forms. So that's already out there. Anyway, Mateus, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. and get on back to the news. There has been another moderate earthquake over in northern Oklahoma. This one's magnitude 4.3. And again, this is in the town of Wichita, which probably, if you saw the movie Twister, they represent Wichita as where one of the big tornadoes comes on down. But this time they've had a 4.3 magnitude earthquake. It was felt throughout Oklahoma and throughout parts of Kansas. No injuries or damage, but it's just hammering home the point that this fracking experiment has created a very unstable geologic reality deep down in the ground. Prior to fracking, Oklahoma had zero history of seismic events. And now they're getting magnitude 4 quakes. They had that magnitude 5 a while back. And it just keeps on going and going and going. Now, the Oklahoma government is out there saying it's time to start pulling back on the fracking. And, of course, the fracking companies are saying absolutely not. We're hovering at the edge of bankruptcy because of the crash in oil prices. And so it's corporate greed versus what's good for the American people. Now, speaking of gas and oil, as you know, the Colonial Pipeline disaster is having major repercussions. Gas stations are running out. There's a massive shortage. Gas stations are now imposing rationing, $10 limit maximum, which at this point is about 2 gallons. The lines are 20 cars deep. Even the police departments are now having to ration their fuel supplies. This is a major, major disaster. And it shows that our nation's infrastructure has been allowed to rot away under the bad management of this narcocracy. We've got the Colonial Pipeline failure. We had the Deepwater Horizon disaster. We had that Southern California gas leak. This has become a very dangerous place to live. And Donald Trump was making fun of it the other day when he said, when he was a kid, cars were made in Flint, Michigan, and you couldn't drink the water in Mexico. Now the cars are made in Mexico, and you can't drink the water in Flint, Michigan. Now, for those of you who are using gas, you're not an electric vehicle or a Tesla or anything like this, the Automobile Association of America is saying that for most cars, it's a waste of money putting premium gas inside there. Premium gas is really intended for high-end, high-compression engines. Most people don't have those, and regular is perfectly acceptable for what's going, you know, into your car. Now, for people driving cars my age, we have to find gas stations that will sell ethanol-free gas, because the ethanol gasolines can actually harm the engines on older cars, and even some newer cars are now adding exceptions to their vehicle warranty, saying that if you put ethanol blend fuels in this car, the warranty on the engine itself is now voided. That's how serious it is. It was a very poorly thought out idea. And it shows, once again, we have a government that thinks in sound bites. We're going to have ethanol and gasoline. It'll be carbon neutral. It wasn't. Not when you add in the processing of the plant matter in ethanol. And you have to buy and burn more ethanol to get the same work that you would out of gasoline, so it's more expensive. And as I mentioned before, fuel systems on older cars are not designed to work or be exposed to alcohols, which are much smaller molecules than gasoline, and it wrecks them. Now, as I mentioned to that caller on the phone, Governor Jerry Brown in California has just signed a bill to regulate cow flatulence. So I imagine there's going to be a want ad in Craigslist for people to go on out with these little valves and stick them into cow butts and stand there with a stopwatch saying, okay, 15 seconds on, 20 seconds off. I mean, that's how absurd this has become. And again, this is part of that whole human-caused global warming situation, because methane, in point of fact, is a far more potent greenhouse gas. But it also degrades in the atmosphere. It doesn't collect. That's how stupid this is. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Attention CPAP users. Stop the insanity and torture of your CPAP mask. Don't you hate the skin irritation and terrible leaks? Jump on the CPAP Pro train, invented by an actual CPAP user that became so frustrated with CPAP masks. Are you ready to try something new? With absolutely no straps or headgear, go to nomask.com and get the best night's sleep ever. Free to Medicare patients. Go to nomask.com. That's nomask.com.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're going to go back to the phones here. Tony in North Carolina. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today? Tony, are you there? I'm not hearing Tony in North Carolina. There you are.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
You got me?
Yes,
all
you're
right
on the air.
Okay. Well, you were talking a few minutes ago about this, about the nuclear weapons.
Yes.
And I pulled up a chart here that says, all right, United States 7,100, mm-hmm. 215 United Kingdom. Are you familiar with these charts?
Yeah, there's several of them out there, and they all have slightly
yeah
different numbers. No, nobody's really
well,
sure about
well,
what's
I,
going on.
It says 300 France, and it says Israel, 80. Now, let me make a comment about that in a minute. But 120 in Pakistan, 110 in India, 7,300 in Russia, 260 in China, and 8 North Korea, all right? Now, just before you mentioned that, you know, before Colin's email came out saying 200 before Israel, I found the chart. Before you mentioned it, I just was coincidentally looking this up, and I
okay
clearly found a chart that said 200 on it, that Israel had 200, you know, with weapons. And now, I can't find it. I've looked, I've searched several places, and I can't find that chart that had 200 on it. But I sure did. How about
well, the 200 number came from Colin Powell's email that was leaked out. And Israel, of course, has been trying to conceal its nuclear arsenal all along. We don't really know how many they have. Some of the estimates I've heard actually double that of Colin Powell, that Israel may have up to 400 warheads at this point.
Well, I wouldn't doubt it. Well, let me ask you a quick question. You really think, you know, this is a crazy world. I mean, I feel like I'm staring down the corridors of an insane asylum at this point.
Yes.
But you think they might, how close do you think we really are to nuclear destruction right now?
The future of planet Earth is now in the hands of whichever world leader is the least mentally stable. I know that's not a comforting thought, but that's really where we are. The real danger is not that somebody's going to get up one morning and say, just for the heck of it, I'm going to start flinging nuclear bombs. The danger is that there is going to be a situation that spirals out of control, where you're going to have, for example, the U.S. and Russia both convinced the other side is about to attack, and they turn the keys. Certainly my concern is the fact that the U.S. is starting to politically abandon its no-first-use policy, and that may be in anticipation of the fact that if we do get into a conventional war with Russia and China, we are going to lose. And on the day that the U.S. government realizes that they cannot prevail in a conventional war against Russia and China, there's certainly going to be a very strong temptation to start using tactical nuclear weapons, which will escalate to the use of strategic nuclear weapons.
Well, I don't know. All we can do is pray, I guess.
Well,
all right, man.
All right, thanks an awful lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Little side note, getting on back to the elections here. Secretary of State John Kerry is once again issuing a warning to Russia not to tamper with U.S. elections. Because if anybody's going to tamper with other nations' elections around Earth, that's the job of the United States of America. It's complete hypocrisy, considering how the U.S. has, for 50 years, interfered with and rigged elections in other countries. And again, there is zero evidence Russia has had anything to do with any of the DNC email leaks. The other part has to do with the fact that electronic voting machines are not connected to the Internet. They are hacked by means of software upgrades or the voter memory cards. There's a demonstration of how this is done at the end of the documentary, Hacking Democracy. We know that during the primary season, the vote fraud all favored Hillary Clinton, and they got caught doing it. And there are plenty of lawsuits in the courts right now. And this idea of saying that this is all Russia, it's almost like they're planning a desperation ploy, where if Donald Trump wins the White House, they're going to invalidate the election, saying, well, we know Russia cheated it. This is all Putin. Putin did this. And then they'll take the presidency away from Donald Trump, and they'll hand it to Hillary Clinton or an unreasonable facsimile thereof. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need paper fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin is the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And before we took some phone calls, we were talking about global warming and this law that Jerry Brown has just signed in California to regulate cow flatulence. I foresee an implementation problem there, but that's never stopped Californians before. Now, as you know, we are already getting reports of snow in multiple locations in the United States, all over Canada, Northern Europe. Ski resorts are opening early, which is embarrassing for all those people who back in 2000 were assuring us that snowfalls are a thing of the past. And we've had several record-setting winters since then. The Old Farmer's Almanac, which has a far more greater track record for accuracy than NASA or NOAA, especially in the last decade, is saying this is going to be a hard winter, another hard winter. Even the carbon Nazis are being forced to admit the sun is going into a period of decline in output. And they're still out there saying, but human-caused global warming will overwhelm that. And we're still going to fry if we don't tax carbon dioxide. That's how desperate they are to keep that going. And the media is filled with all these little articles, like the one where NASA was saying July was the hottest July on record. And we keep hearing these forecasts about shrinking Arctic sea ice. And then down the road, it'll be retracted, and they'll say, well, actually, the ice was a lot bigger than we thought it was. And most of this comes from Professor Peter Wadhams from Cambridge University and the Arctic Methane Emergency Group. And they keep putting out these predictions for Arctic ice decrease. And none of them come true, and yet every year the corporate media will pick up their predictions and say, see, the Arctic ice is shrinking. No, it isn't. These guys are just saying it's shrinking, and the corporate media is echoing it to you. And they're struggling to maintain this illusion that human activity is the dominant factor in Earth's climate, so they can hit you with a carbon tax. And it's just a joke. I mean, go back and look at all the hard winters we've been through, and then tell me about human-caused global warming. And in a more realistic point of view, here in Hawaii this summer so far, we're about halfway through the hurricane season, and we have had several near-miss storms. And looking at the forecasts, they're all over the place. If they can't tell you what's going to be happening next week, why should you be listening to them about what's going to be happening 100 years from now? Or even, let's look at this idea where back in 2000 they said snowfall is a thing of the past. That didn't work out. How many times did these bought and paid for, piled higher and deepers, and corporate prostitutes and correspondents, how often do they have to lie to you before you sit back and say, they're just lying to me to get my money and my obedience, and I've had enough of that. I'm mad as heck. And I'm not going to take any more. Because that's where you have to be. Paddy Chayefsky was just prescient with his movie network. We have to reach the point of allowing ourselves to feel angry and say, we're not going to put up with this anymore. We know what's going on. We're not going to just pretend to go along with the political agenda or the corporate media spin out of a misguided sense of patriotism or politeness or even worse, political correctness. It's a scam from a government that rules us with lies, fraud, and deception and knows no other way. Now, a little bit of good news out here in Hawaii. The first wave-produced power station has gone online here, and it's basically off the coast of Hawaii. They have this buoy that bobs and sways in the water and uses that motion to generate electricity, and the current travels through an undersea cable for a mile to a military base where it feeds into Oahu's power grid. This is the first wave-produced electricity to go online here in the United States of America. Now, this is brand new. And there are probably going to be some issues. The sea is highly corrosive. But it does make sense. The ocean's endless motion has enough power to meet at least a quarter of America's energy needs. I'm sure there'll be somebody out there saying, oh, all these buoys are interfering with the migration routes of the pink-toned pufferfish or some such nonsense. And yes, you cannot do anything without affecting other life forms, environment around you. That's just a reality. It's impossible to live your life without having an impact. It's microscopic and it's minuscule, but there's going to be an impact. So let's talk a little bit about computers now, because apparently there is a new development. Remember, we're talking about in the movie Snowden, where the NSA is making its own chips to be installed on electronic devices to open up a back door. Well, apparently, they're not the only ones. Xiaomi apparently supplies chips for their own phones and for other brands that run this pre-installed app called Analytics Core, and it runs 24/7 in the background on Android phones and will restart if you try and delete it. And apparently this system has been criticized and exposed for spreading malware. Apparently Xiaomi has actually shipped handsets with preloaded spyware adware and stealing data from the device without permission. The hackers are now literally in the business of manufacturing their own phones. Now, Samsung is still dealing with the problems from the recall of the Galaxy Note 7 smartphones. A lot of people who have gotten used to them don't want to turn them in. The battery hasn't exploded yet, so they figure they're okay. And by the way, that's a flawed assumption. And so Samsung is now going to send out a forced software install on all Galaxy Note 7s in Australia that will limit the battery from charging all the way. Apparently, it's when it charges to 100%, it's going to explode, and the new software will limit the battery to 60% of its charge, meaning you'll have to charge it almost twice as often, but only for half as long. And you have to wonder, did Samsung not test these things before they were sent to the store? And the answer is no. They're putting out the product and selling to try and get as much money as they can as quickly as they can. Everybody's operating right on the edge here. Cybercrime in general has just gone way out of control over at the Register in Great Britain. Online scammers speed up, hit gold every 15 seconds. And they're talking about between January and June of this year, there were over 1 million fraud cases reported in Great Britain. And it's almost double what it was during the same time period in 2015. And each one of these fraud cases represents a credit debit card or account attack, not an individual person. What is government doing about it? Absolutely nothing. What's the NSA doing about it? Absolutely nothing. Who put in all these back doors and portals that the cyber criminals are using to rob you blind? The NSA did. Now, Chinese researchers have demonstrated that one can take remote control of the Tesla Model S at a distance while the cars are moving using the embedded wireless capabilities. I'm going to have to buy a car very, very soon. I'm driving this wonderful Honda. It's 17 years old. I mean, I would be perfectly happy driving this car for the rest of my life. But we know it's not designed to do that. Whatever new car or newer car I move into, I'm not going to have Wi-Fi. I'm not going to have Bluetooth. I'm not going to have automatic parking. All of that stuff leaves you wide open to be hacked from outside. I just want a good old-fashioned, simple, elegant car. Engines, wheel, brakes, turn signals, lights, air conditioning, yes. And maybe a GPS mapper. And that's it. I don't need any of the other stuff. I don't want traction control. I don't want whiz-bang. I'll correct that. The backup cameras are pretty cool. That's a nice thing to have. But all this wireless connectivity and allowing the car's computer to have control over the brakes, gas, and steering wheel for the automatic parking system, there's no security built into these things at all. And you're going to have to be very, very careful. Now, interesting little story coming out of Facebook, which we know is fully on board with the government's version of reality. They're coordinating with Israel to suppress all Facebook posts that are critical of Israel's policies, either in Palestine or here in the United States of America. And they got caught misleading users about the recent 15th anniversary of 9/11, because Facebook users were told that 9/11, the anniversary, was trending because of a beautiful photograph of sunlight reflecting off of one World Trade Center. And it turns out what was really going on was this article in the UK's Daily Star about how scientists and engineers had come to the conclusion the Twin Towers were destroyed by controlled demolition. But Facebook doesn't want you to know that. You don't need to know that. Just believe what the government and Facebook tells you and all shall be well. Now, Microsoft, they're getting delusional over there. They dream of being gods. Maybe they're trying to play catch-up with Bill Gates, who's out there with his incredible fortune, playing God with other people's lives around the planet. But Microsoft has announced a project to solve the problem of cancer within a decade by using groundbreaking computer science to basically reprogram cancer cells back to a healthy state. Microsoft now wants to get into reprogramming the DNA of your body so that cancer cells go back to being healthy cells, which sounds like a nice idea until you remember Microsoft gave us Millennium Edition, Vista, and Windows 10. And that Microsoft has never released a product into the market that didn't have thousands of known bugs and problems. And this idea that Microsoft now starts is starting to want to tinker with the code of life, that scares the heck out of me. Now, over at naturalnews.com, they have an interesting story, the revolving story between the CDC, Emory University, and the vaccine industry. And what they're talking about is there's a new propaganda campaign known as Voices for Vaccines, and I've already seen this stuff on TV. And they're claiming this is a nonprofit organization run by volunteer parents in support of vaccines, but it turns out it's all funded by the vaccine industry itself in collaboration with its buddies in the federal government and academia. It's another propaganda campaign. We want to sell you vaccines. We're making $30 billion a year selling vaccines, and who cares if some of them are harmful? We'll just sell you more medicines. Now, India has suffered greatly because of GMO. There was that disastrous experiment with BT cotton where the government mandated India's cotton farmers to switch to this BT cotton, which was supposed to manufacture its own pesticide to prevent pests from getting into the cotton to make more saleable product. And it turned out the GMO cotton produced less cotton than the natural variety, and even worse, was far more susceptible to variations in the available water supply. And so all these farmers had failed crops. They lost their farms. There was this sweeping epidemic of suicide among Indian farmers. And apparently India's government is following the model of once you've been corrupted, you stay corrupted. India's government is now trying to mandate GM mustard seeds on the Indian farmers. And it's insane. Obviously, the money is talking and India's government is listening. Now, as you know, I have a very complex, shall we say, hug-and-a-punch relationship with religion. I don't care what you want to believe yourself personally or not believe. I do have a problem with religion being used to harm other people. I have a real hard time with that. And I'm looking at this story that just absolutely appalls me. And it has to do with a priest down in Mexico. And this priest, his name was Jose Garcia Atalfo, admitted raping 30 young girls. And these girls were between the ages of 5 and 10 years old. 30 young girls, knowing he was infected with HIV. And he's now been at least spiritually acquitted by the Archdiocese of Mexico. He's forgiven. He's made penance. He's forgiven for what he has done. And apparently he was doing his predatory behavior down in Oaxaca, which is a state in southern Mexico, known for its large indigenous population. And I have a real problem with that. I do. Okay, so let's see what's coming in on the headlines. A lot of people are still talking about the speech that Hillary made in Philadelphia. We've seen her eyes wander a little. There's a video out there that shows it wandering a lot. I think it may be another Photoshop hoax. But we know Hillary Clinton has some serious medical issues. Don't forget that some of the emails that came on out from the email dump showed that Hillary's trusted inner circle were helping her research drugs used for Parkinson's. And apparently some of the doctors that have been talking about Hillary are saying there are things that should be in her medical records that were released based on her known medical history that aren't there. There's clearly some gaps and omissions. Now, this latest WikiLeaks dump about how Hillary's head injury came from a plane crash rather than a simple fall tells us there could be some serious, serious damage in there. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these words from our sponsors.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth, I got. Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest, who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923 and like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And last segment of our program today. We're finally getting what may be the final numbers out of the U.S. attack on the Syrian forces. And it's at 62 dead and more than 100 wounded. And the Syria Solidarity Movement is out there pointing out that this is a higher body count than any of the so-called ISIS targets the U.S. claimed they were bombing. In other words, the U.S. just killed and wounded more Syrian troops than it has supposed ISIS targets during all of its time in Syria. And again, the claim that this was an accident with four nations participating and coordinating with the following ISIS attack, it can't be an accident. Last December, they bombed Iraq soldiers who were about to whip ISIS rear end. They called that an accident. Every time a bomb hits a Doctors Without Borders clinic, it's declared an accident. I'm sorry, it's beyond the realm of possibility that the U.S. government makes this many accidents killing the enemies of ISIS. It's policy. And we know it's policy. The U.S. government created and supported both Al-Qaeda and ISIS to use as proxies in these wars of conquest across the Middle East to keep their own hands clean. Well, in this particular case, the gloves are leaking and the bloodstains are all over the hands of Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. And that's why they wanted that consulate in Benghazi completely destroyed. As it turns out, there was assistance available that could have reached the consulate early on. And they were never ordered to go in. Obama and Clinton wanted that place burned to the ground to destroy the paper trail of the gun running to ISIS and Al-Qaeda. Now, ISIS and Al-Qaeda, we are told, are our enemies in the war on terror. So we have President Barack Obama and then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton giving aid and comfort to our enemies in time of war. That's the legal definition of treason, which has serious, serious ramifications, including the possibility of jail. But this is what happens when you have a government that is surviving by deception. Eventually, the deceptions get so convoluted and complex, they can't keep them sorted out any longer. And the more confusing it gets, the more the credibility of that government and its corporate media suffer. We may not know the truth behind many things, such as 9/11, but we know we've been lied to, and that is enough. It is time to stop wasting our time arguing over trivialities or being lured into arguing over trivialities by the online shills. We know the government is lying to us. The time has come to decide what shall we do about it. The first thing that you can do is remember that you are all part of the independent media. So take what you learn here and on the website, share it with everybody that you know. There are millions of us. We can shout down the corporate media despite all their wealth and power and electronic whiz bang. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Are you tired of brown rust stains on your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? Don't live with these problems anymore. HydroCare's revolutionary well water systems, available at Wave Home Solutions, gives you clean, healthy, great-tasting water from every faucet. They remove iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com. Thank you.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.